Good morning. From WVIK News in the Quad Cities, I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Labor Day Monday, September 4th. Democratic candidates for Illinois governor will attend a Labor Day picnic in the Quad Cities today. The Rock Island County Democrats will host their 50th annual Salute to Labor picnic at Illiniwek Forest Preserve in Hampton. The lineup includes Democratic gubernatorial candidates State Senator Daniel Biss, Chris Kennedy, Alderman Amaya Pawar of Chicago, J.B. Pritzker, and Bob Diber, Illinois Senators Tammy Duckworth and Dick Durbin, along with Representatives Sherry Bustos of Illinois and Dave Loebsack of Iowa, also plan to attend the picnic. During an election year, Labor Day weekend is a time for campaigns to make that final push to November. There are already 7 declared candidates running for the Democratic gubernatorial nomination in Iowa next year. Chris Larimer is a political scientist at the University of Northern Iowa.
I think it reflects a trend, but for Iowa, it's unique to see so many candidates. But I think in subsequent election cycles, we're going to see the same pattern where if it's an open race or there's a perception that a particular party is vulnerable, you're going to see more candidates declaring earlier and earlier in the cycle.
This is the first time Governor Kim Reynolds will run for her job. Her main opponent is Cedar Rapids Mayor Ron Corbett. Larimer says next year's governor's race in November will be competitive, unlike in 2014 when Governor Terry Branstad defeated former State Senator Jack Hatch in 98 of Iowa's 99 counties. Iowa is primarily thought of as an agricultural state, though it has a rich labor history as well, and the digitization of some 1,200 oral histories at the Iowa Labor Collection will soon make this past more accessible to the public. Sarah Bowden reports.
Coal mining, meatpacking, and tire and rubber manufacturing were all important industries that drew people away from farms and into Iowa cities during the 20th century. That's according to Mary Bennett, the Special Collections Coordinator at the State Historical Society of Iowa. Bennett says digitizing these interviews about Iowa's union and labor history is crucial, since reel-to-reel tapes tend to deteriorate.
These are all important stories to have an understanding of our state's history in a complete way, instead of just making stereotypical assumptions like everybody's a farmer.
Bennett says these oral histories will be available for free online sometime next year. I'm Sarah Bowden, Iowa Public Radio News.
Western Illinois University is trying to convince local high school students to study engineering at the Quad Cities campus amid a drop in enrollment. Friday, about 70 students from Pleasant Valley and Riverdale High Schools toured WIU's engineering facilities and questioned current students about their experiences there. Program Director William Pratt says enrollment in the school's engineering and mechanical engineering programs is down 16% this year.
One of the problems that we have is nobody knows we exist. And so we're taking the bull by the horn and doing our own recruiting.
Pratt says he wants to be more aggressive in the recruitment of high school seniors and says Illinois' fiscal uncertainty could have contributed to the drop in enrollment. The engineering program as a whole has about 140 students this fall, compared to 169 last year. The program started 8 years ago with 6 students. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.